Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to be joined by Les Carpenter coming up at 9:20.
Hey, by the way, I forgot to ask the Gov about liquor stores in the state of Maryland. Did they already announce that those are going to be open?
Yes, those are considered essential.
They are essential.
He's correct to ask, but I already knew the answer, so I didn't want to waste time on it.
The list is actually a lot longer than you'd think. Like construction still open. All construction, as far as I can see. Somebody sent a message on Facebook to ask him whether, you know, they're obviously if you're in construction of a hospital and certain things like that would be necessary. I'm pretty sure all construction open in Maryland.
Right. By the way, I'm playing golf today at a club in Virginia. Yes, it's open. Some courses are still open. A lot of courses are just open for members only, but I'm basically a member at this course. So they took all the scorecards and pencils out of the golf carts.
Right.
They turned the cups upside down on the green, so you're not reaching in the cup for your ball. I guess right. If the ball just hits the cup, the cup will be above ground.
Oh, that's
I guess
silly.
If the ball hits the cup.
You could ram
Trump. Then it's considered a made putt.
Chips, according to Trump, are gimmies, right?
Right, exactly.
Chips.
they're making some arrangements for people to get out there and while still being safe. So I'll be doing that today at 1:30. 1:30 tee time.
On the docket. What were the boys giggling about before the break? Valdez and Drab, I heard you guys giggling right before we jumped on. I'm sure it was just joning on all of us or whatever. What were you guys giggling about?
How did you hear that?
Because
you guys,
mics
your mic's
you guys
alive.
Are guffawing monkeys.
Dummies.
Because Valdez said, he said Cakes have chicken and rice during the interview because he choked. Because he didn't ask any questions.
No, he had his hand up, and then I think JP asked a question.
Eric bum-rushed the interview.
Sometimes you defer.
Eric bum-rushed the interview.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, the mics weren't that hot.
I had four
questions lined up.
That's not true. I was going to ask. Cakes had his finger up. Then I think Jason asked. Then you had your finger up. You asked. And then I never saw Cakes' finger go up again. I guess he just quit.
He just bailed. He bailed out.
I had 20 questions written. I prepared for this thing last night. I was ready.
Trying to prevent Eric from asking questions to the Govs, like trying to block Lawrence Taylor.
I small talked on the
beginning.
You're
a Virginia.
That was my contribution.
Well, Eric had his version of shaky voice in the beginning. A lot of ums and ahs, and then he talked.
No, I was trying to get my questions up.
He talked for 2 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
It was, you were long-winded.
It was a soliloquy before we
I wanted to praise him.
Out of it.
Nervous, man, nervous.
I wasn't nervous. I really wasn't. I wanted to praise him while I was getting my questions ready.
Can we get him weekly? Is that possible?
I think so.
I don't know. I think CK, like, years ago put, like, a kibosh to some of that.
Yeah, but that we'll get it.
Well, this
we'll
is
anybody.
A different
we don't
time.
Care what, if you're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah. Sounds
he's
like
governor.
A good dude.
Get Northam. What is Northam? He's a Republican, too, or is he a Democrat?
He's Dem, but of course, in Virginia, they're limited to one term. He'll be out, like, next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Virginia's got those wacky
How many terms can Maryland do? Can they do two?
Minimum two. I don't know if it goes beyond that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because remember, Governor Ehrlich
did too.
Ehrlich did too, and then he lost, and he was running again.
Guys are eyeing up that Ravens playoff game.
is that what it is? You think Hogan is a Ravens fan? Is that what it is?
Well, he's
definitely
like
the Ravens.
Probably,
the
yeah.
Redskins?
Yeah.
Because I know 100%. That like the governors typically are really, really tied into Baltimore. So that's what it is.
Sounds like it.
I don't know. I just made the zing because you went to the game with the Gov.
Well, he was doing a lot of Skins Joning.
I know. I was like, where's the rhetoric. Skins venom coming from? But I guess he's loyal to the Ravens, I guess.
Yeah, Shorts has his pants around his ankles typing that up as we speak.
I'm sure he does.
Right. No, but he was good. He gave some good info. Right.
Hey, listen, I know I was bum rushing you. I just want to get as many questions in as we could.
Definitely bum rushing.
When he was on hold when I was talking to him, I was just making sure that he knew who he was talking to, and he goes, Yeah, I know the junkies. Everybody knows the junks.
Ah, very good.
Nice. Hey, he's the math guy.
He got size.
He's a Puget County guy.
Look.
He's probably been listening for 20 years.
The truth is, they reached out to us. They wanted to get the word out. They reached out to us. In fact, they had multiple people. Drabby was working on it. Somebody reached out to me, and then we almost butchered it because I announced that he was coming on before it was official through their person.
Can't you keep it in your pants?
No.
Because I don't live in this county. I live in PG.
Drabby, we should get Northam on, though.
Yeah, we're going to try.
We have more listeners in Virginia than Maryland.
We
do. You won't ask him about his yearbook photo.
The blackface?
You definitely will not.
See, that's just a waste of time.
I can't do that.
Then you'll never get him again.
I'm not going to ask him that.
He'll just say, wasn't me.
Right. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Right. No. We're going to talk about serious stuff.
Well, I think we hit all the big stuff. The only thing I didn't get to really ask is we didn't get to ask sort of, he touched on a little bit when he talked about, you know, he wants the Congress to get together and pass this dumb bill and stop with the partisan stuff.
Well, I thought they were close on that.
Well, then they keep putting extra stuff in there, and so people are getting bitter. Just pass the regular bill, and then so people can get their relief. That's the thing we didn't really get. What can Marylanders expect to start getting, you know, some relief here?
Well, he mentioned some of the relief that Marylanders can get, and I think a lot of it you have to kind of look for it, but you have to go to the websites, go to maryland.gov, go to coronavirus.gov, and you'll get some of that information.
I guess the stock market's reacting to the possible stimulus package passing today, or approval, because all the futures are up. Now, that doesn't mean anything. Talk to me at 4 p.m., right, Cakes?
They were up yesterday before the show.
I know.
You know what? I looked at the market yesterday at, what was it, like a 560-point loss? I looked at it and said, that's not terrible. At least it's not a 900 or 1,000-point loss. How's Bitcoin hanging in?
Wasn't it a rally late?
Bitcoin's like 6,000.
Roller coaster. Yeah, it's plummeting. I mean, I looked yesterday, it was 6,400. It could be 5,400 today.
Right. You know, I know we got to go break. Dina checked our account last night.
Oh, why did you allow her to do it?
Because I was bitching that we weren't liquid enough.
Right.
And then she was trying to tell me that we were. And I said, but don't look. She looked. She won't.
Did she fall over?
No, but I'm not. I said, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Well, luckily, they're not going to college next year.
I'm not going to look until the Dow gets back to 23,000, and that's going to be 10 years.
I'm not going to look until we're out of the quarantine.
That's going to be 10 years.
I looked. Not pretty. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, look.
That's not pretty.
You just do the math. You know what the percentage that it's down, and you know what you had in there. You know exactly, within $10,000 what you have in there.
It's probably worse than what
Let
you
me just
think.
Say this. There's a key figure missing.
Right.
It's a really key figure.
The first number. You lost the number.
Yeah.
Well, that number is going to be missing for years.
You're probably right. All right, coming up next, Les Carpenter from the Washington Post is going to join us. We'll get into some of the Redskins moves and more right here on the Junkies, coming to you live on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday morning. It's JP Cakes, EB, and Bish all broadcasting remotely. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Les Carpenter from the Washington Post to talk all things Redskins. We were kicking around earlier whether we love the moves, whether we don't like the moves. Let's talk to Les about what went down yesterday. So, Les, there's a new backup quarterback here in D.C., and it's not Colt McCoy, it's not Case Keenum, it's Kyle Allen. What do you think?
You know, so many names have been thrown around the last few days or weeks about who's going to be the guy here. Was it going to be Cam Newton or Jameis Winston? Or, you know, were they going to go make a trade? Or what were they going to do? Is it going to be Tua? You know, in the end, if you kind of look back at what Ron Rivera has been saying since he took over here, he wanted to bring in competition. He wanted it to be competitive. But he has always taken time to talk up Dwayne Haskins and continue to see the talk about the progress they're seeing just in how he's approaching things. And he kind of realized in the end, you know, they're not going to bring in someone who just automatically is going to beat him out for the job. If you bring in a Cam Newton, Cam's going to expect to start. So I think it makes sense that you bring in someone that can be competitive, that could win a job. And he's someone who's going to understand the offense. He's been with Rivera. He's been with Scott Turner. He knows what they do. And the other thing I think to think in this as well is with sort of this abbreviated offseason, there maybe not going to be any offseason activities, and who knows what training camp's going to be, you're going to want a quarterback who knows exactly what the system is because you may have a very short time to prepare. And if worst comes to worst, you can start him because he's going to know.
That all makes sense, and we totally agree with you. But the question is, why give up a fifth-round pick for him?
I don't know that. I haven't been able to get an answer on to why it was going to be a fifth, you know, whether or not Carolina would have released him or not. And they may very well have made that knowing they were going to make the trade with Dunbar and get a fifth round back anyway. That part I don't know. There may be such a need at that point to be sure you've got a guy that will do exactly what you want that you'll put that price on it.
Right, right.
How does it work with the physicals? I'm not saying that Kyle Allen is somebody that who would have some injuries, but with some of these guys who have questionable injury pasts, they're making these moves without a physical, right?
They're making the moves without a physical to ultimately do a physical later. And it's interesting because this whole thing's been coming up over the last day because the NFL Physicians Association has been saying, well, we don't want to do any physicals. So these are all being done by third-party orthopedists, basically. And those are – there's a group that I guess teams have agreed will use these guys or teams feel comfortable using them. And the player will go to that doctor's office in that city, wherever that person is. It's not a very perfect process. And I kind of wonder if down the road, there's not going to be some issues with this and maybe some contracts don't get done. I think the Redskins have announced about half, maybe a little under that of their free agent signings, meaning that those guys have had physicals so they can be officially announced. But I was talking to a guy from a team yesterday. They haven't done any. So I think it's going to be, you know, it's very haphazard right now.
Les, do you think the Skins have any interest at all in Tua, or is it just a smokescreen to make other teams think that they might take him, maybe promote a trade? Do you think they have any interest at all?
Yeah. The way I understand it is that they are doing every bit of due diligence just to be absolutely sure that they're not passing up on – you know, the next great thing, or, you know, make sure that everybody in the office is on board with the idea that, yeah, we're fine with taking Chase Young. But my gut and the sense that I'm getting is they're leaning more toward taking Young just because it is perfect for what they want to do defensively. And I think they still think Haskins, at least for now, can be their guy.
All right, so let's get to the Quentin Dunbar trade. They trade him to Seattle for a fifth rounder. Les, do you see this more of as a move of Ron Rivera just trying to clear out all of the malcontents, or do you think this is actually a personnel move?
Probably more the first than the second, right. Because let's face it, a healthy Quentin Dunbar is a really good corner, and the Seahawks really think that he can fit what they want to do. He's probably, you know, ideal if you think about the corners that the Seahawks have had over the years. It's probably ideal for them. But I think it's, you know, Rivera's trying to start a culture. And, you know, it's hard to just walk in and do that. I think it's doubly hard to walk in and do that without an off season. Ironically, it's the last time this happened in the NFL was his first time in Carolina, and he did it on a fly there. So I feel like he's probably got a blueprint for how you do this. And I think one of the thoughts in his mind is if you've got a guy, no matter how talented he is, who really, really, truly doesn't want to be here, and it's going to be a problem, and you're not going to have off-season workouts where you could maybe talk the guy into coming in and saying, hey, look, let's let you just do a couple of the OTAs with us. Let's see. And if he can't even do that, which I think is probably going to be the case now, then, yeah, I can see this is one where it's just not going to fit. And I don't think there was the market for Dunbar that a lot of people would expect there would be because of the injuries and because of the fact that he's on the last year of his contract, he's underpaid and wants a lot more money. So I think those factors that they were probably lucky to get what they got for him.
We're joined by Les Carpenter from the Washington Post. Do you think the Seahawks extend him, or do they just see what they have in him for a year and then go from there as far as extending him with a long-term deal?
I think it's hard to extend without seeing the guy at all physically. So I've got to think that they're, you know, he's going to come in. You know, they're better built right now to handle that. I mean, Pete Carroll's always let guys kind of have their own personality. Their culture has long been established. He can come in there, you know, play for the year, whatever it is, and then decide. Seahawks often give contracts in the middle of the season, so I wouldn't be stunned if he came in, had a really good camp, and had a good first few weeks of the season if they didn't extend him. But, you know, I think everyone's going to be leery about the injury history.
Les, the guy I've been throwing out there in terms of free agent possibilities, now that Dunbar is gone, unless they really love Fabian Moreau as a starting corner, is Logan Ryan from the Titans. He was ranked as one of the best corners in the league last year. He had a really good year. He's still relatively young. I think he's 28 or 29. Not sure how much it would cost you, but if you could add Logan Ryan to that secondary with Sean Davis and Fuller and Collins and Moreau, I think you've got one of the stronger units in the NFC, just my opinion. Do you think they have any interest in him, or do you think they're set on what they have in the secondary right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're set anywhere on anything right now. I think they kind of played this smart once they couldn't, you know, hit the home run with Amari Cooper and went about building depth, bringing in guys. Every guy that they brought in, you can kind of see has a purpose for what they can do. They clearly want to build that defense up as much as they can in the first couple of years and then build the offense slowly through the draft. Or at least that seems to be the tactic they're going to take now. Yeah, there's a lot of good corners still sitting out there, and I think they're looking for bargains right now. There's absolutely no need to go rush and bring someone in, but it looks to me like the market's kind of collapsing for those guys a little bit. And in another week or so, there may be a really good bargain for a really, you know, pretty decent cornerback. So
right.
They've got some room to do some stuff, absolutely.
Les, do you see the Skins making a move for a receiver free agency-wise? It looks like outside of Robbie Anderson, that field has been picked pretty clean as far as top-level receivers are left.
Yeah, that's a tough one to say because, again, I think, you know, if you look back at what Rivera's been saying in the offseason, yeah, they want to make moves, they want to be aggressive, they want to fill holes, but at the same time, they don't want to throw money just to throw money. And every move that they've made, you can see, is either for a guy for leadership purposes or for someone who you can project maybe could be, you know, Logan Thomas, a perfect example. You can project him as a tight end who might be able to even give you a little bit more as the years go on. So I don't know that they're just going to reach for a receiver. This is such a good receiver draft that even with that third-round pick, if they just remain where they are, that third-round pick could probably get them a guy that might even have a first-round grade. So they could do very well at receiver in the draft without having to rush or anything in free agency.
Les, you're obviously a big sports fan beyond the NFL. So are we, and we've been talking about it. It's very difficult to turn on your TV and watch tape sports from 1992. And then globally, this is obviously affecting sports because the Olympics now are going to move to next year, the Summer Olympics. So how are you handling this just as a sports fan with nothing to watch day to day?
Well, the one irony of all of this is that there's 99% of the sports teams in the world aren't doing anything, and I happen to be covering the one that is. So it's actually kind of kept me a little busy these last few days. And I haven't had the time. I mean, I wanted to go watch that Duke Kentucky game again. Years ago, I'd actually covered that game, and I've never watched it over. And I saw it was on the other day, but I was too busy, and I never got to it.
Right.
So, Jason, watch some ways, I'd like.
Yeah, I watched. I watched the second half. That's how bored I was.
It was a great game, though. I mean, you could watch the whole thing, and it was just fantastic. And I'd love to go back. There's so many things I want to see of that. I've obviously seen the Leitner play a million times, but I've never really gone back and watched it completely. And so I haven't had the chance to do that yet. I guess maybe I'm not missing it as much as other people because the Redskins have been so active and the NFL's been so active. You know, the Olympics is a bit of a blow. You know, a lot of us at the Post, I was going to go, and you know, so, you know, I think it's, but I think it's probably the right move. And yeah, there will be a day when we get back to normalcy, and I think we'll kind of look back at this, and you know, it'll eventually fade into distance a little bit. But yeah, it's got to be time. I don't know what you. How do you guys handle it every day? What do you guys talk about?
Hey, we just talk about living in this world. I mean, this is not a problem, right? Because this is something we all have in common, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every conversation I have with anybody, whether it's in football or just some other, you know, sports writers or other people that I know in sports. You know, we don't even talk about sports for the first 5 minutes, if that.
Yeah, yeah. We get a little sports in, and then we go back to how we're coping.
And that's the way it's going to be for the next.
That's the way it's going
to
be.
Probably
that's
45 to 60 days.
Right. What about the sports section being condensed? Is that something that really is worrisome to you, that it'll be a trend?
No, not at all.
As long as the salary isn't condensed.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, we don't need to have a big sports section right now. There's a lot of other things going on, and we still do everything online. And, you know, again, it's weird for me, and I think probably if you talk to any other NFL writer, they'd be telling you the same thing right now. It's weird because everybody else is sort of on this weird hiatus, or they're in this weird sort of unknown about what they're supposed to be doing right now. But for us in football, it's been very normal, other than the fact that maybe we're not going to a building every once in a while where the team is, or we're not going to a press conference or something. I mean, basically me sitting in my home making phone calls all day on the football is what I'd be doing at this point anyway.
Gotcha.
Well, Les, you know, keep yourself entertained. We appreciate you joining us. Keep up the good work. It's Les Carpenter from the Washington Post.
Be safe, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks, Les. Thanks to Les. Do want to let people know to donate their car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. My little one wants to be on TV.
Hey.
Put her on. So I did a forward promo, and I know that we discussed this earlier in the show. It's on. The Gong Show is tomorrow, at least by the forward promo, at 9:20. So we're locking it in. We're going to go for it. The talent show at 9:20. Isabel's trying to touch cakes right now on the TV.
I'd be a little worried that Isabel's getting comfortable on cam.
Yeah, she's not for that proposed Valdez
cam girl already. Is that what we're saying?
That's a hurting thought.
I'm jealous.
But, you know, we're talking about how things change for kids. So our older kids who have school, you know, Jason's kids in Virginia, it's canceled. Isabel's birthday is tomorrow. We were going to have a birthday party. I guess we're going to do something virtual.
Can't do that.
It's just, I mean, we weren't going to do the big thing. The big party was going to be on the weekend. It was going to be at one of those little gyms. By the way, we were talking when Eric was talking about what businesses may not come back, people that are germophobic, a place like that that's a gymnastics place that has, like, ball baths.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Ball
I mean,
pits.
Most of us knew to stop going to that years ago.
Yeah, like those big trampoline parks.
I think eventually they'll find his way back. But anyway, unfortunately, and I can't remember if it was Governor Hogan. Somebody actually was talking about that you know, eventually birthday parties will come back, but you're not going to see that for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody sent me this link, and people won't like it because it was a doctor that was on the I guess on Hannity last night. A New York doctor that has so far treated 350 patients, and he says people are recovering in 3 to 4 hours.
Zero. Yeah, I saw that.
Let's just pray that's true.
That's in New York, you said?
Yes. Pray that that's true.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be amazing if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows? We're going to start to hear those anecdotal reports. Here's what the guy said. A New York doctor shared with Hannity his results. 350 patients, breathing restored in 3 to 4 hours, zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, zero intubations. Who knows? My mom called me last night, said she saw another doctor that was claiming some great results on television. So
I think there are going to be some smart people that figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're in that phase right now. And Governor Hogan talked about this earlier. If anybody missed our interview with Governor Hogan, great time to use the rewind feature on radio.com. He said that the cases are going to be increasing. They haven't tested that many. You know, in Virginia and Maryland combined, I think they've tested, if you combine both those states, right around 6,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's a drop in the bucket.
Right. And it's, again, you can't just snap your finger and have 50 million tests available, and you certainly can't process them all.
Well, he made a good point, and the government's been making this point for the last few days. If you don't have any symptoms, don't get tested.
Sure.
That's a waste of time. It's a waste of everyone's time.
And honestly, even if you're asymptomatic, you really should only be spreading it to your family. Because with social distancing, if you're doing it in theory, even if you have symptoms, I shouldn't get it because I'm washing my hands diligently and I'm staying 6 feet away from you so your sneezes aren't getting near me. And now, if you're in a family, you're going to spread it to each other. But that should be contained.
Correct.
So, you know, these measures, they should work.
Hopefully they're working. But they're idiots. You know, Dr. Birx was pointing out when yesterday in that 2-hour press conference with President Trump and Dr. Birx was there, not Dr. Fauci. Dr. Birx is the older woman. Somebody mentioned Rand Paul, and she clubbed him, said, well, clearly he wasn't socially distancing.
Right.
He was going to the pool.
He was a non-believer.
You know, having lunches with people. Yeah. He was going to the Senate gym. Yeah. He wasn't doing his part.
No, he's literally a buffoon. And you know, I don't like to say that, but it is what it is.
He should stay indoors for, like, the next 2 years. Just stay away from everybody.
Well,
just
he's got half a lung. Because the one guy beat the lung out of him.
You think he's not compromised?
Yeah.
He's so compromised.
I don't know what he's doing.
By the way, my daughter is just jumping, doing
backflips
in the back. I was going to tell JP, I'm jealous that you have a 3-year-old She is three, correct? I don't think you've ever mentioned that.
Well, tomorrow she'll be three.
So tomorrow she'll be three, but I'm just jealous. See, I want those kids back.
Yeah, I'm.
Can I have those kids back?
I'm officially not jealous. I'm not ready to press.
I want to be that age, but I don't really want that. Yeah, that's just a lot
of work. I do. JP, I'm there, buddy. I would love to be in your shoes. I know you always complain about it, but
you can adopt one.
It's very fun.
Yeah, nah, it needs to be my own blood.
That's how you try to get them to go to bed.
Yep. Well, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, getting them to bed is the challenge.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
My challenge is going to be trying to figure out what to do the rest of the day.
Oh, by the way,
you should whip out the rollerblades, even.
What did we watch last night?
Decent.
I watched 8 Mile last night.
Yeah.
You're going deep.
Yeah, I went deep. I watched 8 Mile.
How many times have you seen the story of Rabbit?
I've seen it a bunch. I've probably seen that movie 20 times.
I watched Tiger King on Netflix. You guys are snoozing. I'm telling you, it's riveting entertainment.
I watched Naked and Afraid 4 episodes. It's my new jam.
I finally got to Walking Dead, which was from Sunday, so just DVR.
Oh,
by the way,
Jason,
the last two episodes have been good.
Yes. You love when Alpha's head just rolls down the street.
Yep. A Negan flip. You knew that was going to happen.
Cakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many episodes are there of Tiger King, or is it just like one
seven,
documentary?
Ricky.
Oh.
Seven episodes.
JP, when's Ozark coming out? I thought it was supposed to be in late March.
March 27th.
It's coming.
Like
what's today? I don't even know. Is today Tuesday?
24th.
Okay.
So it comes out, what, Friday?
Must be Friday. I got to do that. What do you think about this? We're trying to figure out who should go to the grocery store for my mom.
You.
It probably should be me because my sister
works. You're the oldest.
My sister is closer, but she works at with a condo or whatever, and she sees like customers all the time. They keep knocking on her door.
They just won't leave her alone?
They won't leave her alone, putting her in harm's way. What? And so then we're afraid she might unwittingly have it.
Tell those rich yuppies down near Nats Park to zip it.
No, she's in a different one now.
And go into their apartments and quarantine themselves.
She's in a different one.
Do they have, it's probably stupid, but can she pee pod?
You know what? That's what we talked about that yesterday, but it's so backloaded.
Right.
So, I mean, you could pee pod, but you're not going to get it for 10. You could do it in advance, but something's going to happen between now and then.
What does she need right now? What is she desperate need of?
Well, she likes to have milk every day because it's good for her bones, her silly bones.
Her and Valdez, I love milk so
exactly.
much. And the milkman swing by, she is single, Evie.
It's true.
Make sure she gets strawberry milk, too.
Yeah. She needs milk, and she needs some other, you know, whatever, staples. So, but the thing is, I'm not going in the middle of the day. I'm going at like midnight. And then I'll just drop it off at the front door.
Problem is, there isn't the old Giant right down the street like back in the day. You'll have to go to the Safeway at the Bowie Town Center. Or the Giant on 301.
The Giant next to Walmart. That's where I would go. Yeah. I think. I don't know. There'd be a lot of people there. Maybe the Safeway might be fewer people. Whichever one's 24 hours.
Well, you do your thing today. I'm going to tee it up. And yeah, we're going to.
People get so tilted when Jason says.
Why? I'm going to take separate carts.
Separate carts, 6 feet away.
Cart path only.
There's
like
no
a
pin.
Mug.
There's no pin touching. Oh, it's definitely CPO.
It's
gets so bitter.
Soggy.
I know.
How are you going to keep your score without the scorecard?
I don't know. In my head.
Sure, that's fun.
It's not hard.
It's not that difficult.
You know, bogey this one, bogey that one, whatever.
You can bring your own pencil and a piece of scratch paper.
Of course.
I guess if you're a decent golfer like Jason, it'd be tough for me when I'm tallying it up to like 102.
Yeah, you're
going to
get in four digits.
Yeah, was that a 9 or a 10?
Right.
All right, that's a little harder.
By the way, the market's up 1,300. It's up 7% right now.
Is that because they think they're close on this dumb bill?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, whatever it takes.
I think so.
The only thing is from having. By the way, when you see Hogan out and about, mention you heard him on the show.
Yes.
Ehrlich used to comment that doing our show, he would hear more comments doing our show than any other show he's ever done. And a lot of people say that. Mention that to Hogan, it will have an impact.
And he'll come on more.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, thank you very much to NBC Sports Washington, to Valdez, to Drab for setting this up. All the junkies remote today. Of course, support NBC Sports Washington. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next right
Be
here
safe.
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.